Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is lifting a ban on imports of Mexican cattle it imposed more than a year ago to keep out the New World screwworm, the Wall Street Journal reported last week, citing an interview with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The United States plans to resume importing Mexican cattle at the port of entry in Douglas, Arizona, in 30 days, and eventually open two additional ports of entry in New Mexico, the report added. The New World screwworm has moved north through Central America and was detected in June in Texas and New Mexico. Ports of entry in Arizona and New Mexico are further away from screwworm infestations in Mexico, and resuming imports in those locations is considered less risky than restarting imports into Texas, according to traders. The weekly U.S. Drought Monitor triggers drought assistance, including the Livestock Forage Program and IRS tax provisions, and is used by agencies to direct drought response efforts. Producers are invited to submit Condition Monitor Observing Reports, also known as CMOR reports, which also provide understanding of local drought impacts that may not be apparent in broader scale climate data sets. Producers will be asked to provide their contact information, although that will not be displayed publicly without permission. The reports will be archived to help better understand drought and improve forecasting. North Dakota State University Extension recommends reports be submitted once a week throughout the growing season. Directions for submitting a CMOR report can be found at NDSU Extension's website as well. Succession planning is one of the most important conversations farming and ranching families need to have, but those dialogues are often hard to navigate or not even get started. Well, it is a difficult subject to bring up. The time to plan is now. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, also known as NCBA, is launching a new resource to help start the discussion. The online learning module guides families through the steps of transition and helps them create a succession plan unique to their operation. This learning module is starting place for cattlewomen and men to initiate the necessary steps to pass on ownership and continue a hard-earned legacy. The succession planning learning module, which includes a workbook, is available for free by creating an account. For assistance or more information, visit NCBA's website. And don't forget to save the date for the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's 97th Annual Convention and Trade Show, September 24th through to the 26th in Bismarck. More information will be available soon. For 97 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel signing up for this week's edition of Stock Talk. Have a great Thursday.